So it's not only the church choir leader has this problem.
That's right. Yeah, so the pastors,
or
the deacons.
Yeah, or any people in the leader positions will have the problem.
Well, I was using that example because Lucifer was he's the church leader. So just to help people see the picture a bit more clear. So just to review, King Nebuchadnezzar had come down and seen Jerusalem and remembered the story of all of the gold in the temple and the king's palace.
所以呢，尼布甲尼撒王，也就是巴比伦的王，哈，他就在这个时候进攻了耶路撒冷，然后看到皇宫里面到处的金子。This
was a direct result of Hezekiah showing off after they passed this great test.
就是当90年前这个以色列王要炫耀他的所有的这个从神得来的这些财宝荣耀所。
But there's other examples in scripture as well where you do see believers how they've had a great victory. And when I say a great victory, I mean they've passed a great test.
其实这只是其中的一个例子。其实在整个历史上我们看到有非常多的非常了不起的这些信徒，他们得到了大胜利是因为他经过了很严厉的某一些测试之后，他胜利了。
But then after that, we say put their eyes on themselves.
而在这样的胜利之后呢，这些很棒的信徒呢，就变成了把眼睛只看自己。
We're going to look at Job. I mentioned Job the other day as well. Job's going to be an example we look at of a great believer who suffered a lot of testing to be a witness in the angelic appeal trial.
我们也提到过约伯，他就是另外一种例子，就是他经历了非常非常多的测试，然后这些测试其实是来自于天使的征战的一个状态。And
remember, I asked you for your homework the other night that you should go back and review Job chapter 1 and maybe Job chapter 2, and then if you have time, you can read through the whole book.
这个在上周的时候其实 听友要求我们要做一个家庭作业，就是要把约伯记的第一章跟第二章看完。Okay,
now we see in the first couple of chapters of the book of Job that Job passes test. He was doing fantastic.
而在这个约伯记里面，前面就有提到说约伯他经历了这个上帝允许撒旦所给他的很多很多的测试。And
you think it should finish right there? The book of Job should really only be 2 chapters long.
而在这两章里面呢，其实已经很明显的说，约伯他通过了这些测试，那照理说约伯记就应该到此结束啦。But
actually, the book of Job is 42 chapters long.
但是约伯记其实不是只有两章哦，它有42章。So
what happened?
所以到底后面发生了什么事？
Well, the problem was that when you pass the test, often Satan is going to influence things around you to bring you back down. He wants you to fail.
为什么是这样子呢？因为当约伯像他这样的人，他经历了那么多测试之后，在这个过程中间，其实撒旦是会 创造非常大的一个周边环境，因为他撒旦的目的是要让他失败。And
then, of course, God allows circumstances to keep you humble.
上帝呢，也同意这些相关的测试，还有这些状态，是因为他希望你能够学习真正的保持一个谦卑的心态。
Now, after about chapter 3, what we see is that Job has lost everything, and he's lost his health, and he's in a miserable state, and his wife left him as well.
而在第三章，约伯记第三章呢，他其实约伯已经进入一个非常惨的状态，他不只是什么都失去了，他也失去了健康，他也失去了他的太太。And
his friends hear about his situation.
他的朋友们呢，听到了他的状态。So
they come and visit him to comfort him.
而他的朋友们就过来拜访他，而且要来安慰他。Actually,
Job was doing very well by himself.
其实约伯在那个时候他自己状态还是OK的哦。Even
though he was suffering a lot, but he still had his relationship with God, and he recognized that.
即使他是受灾受难非常苦难的状态，但是他还是保持了跟神非常亲密的关系。
And his friends came along and they saw Job in this pitiable state.
而他的朋友们呢，来到约伯这里看他的时候呢，看到他就觉得他非常可怜的状态。
Job, you know, had all his sores all over his body, from his head to the bottom of his foot.
然后他身上到处都是创伤啊，那个约伯全身从手到身体到头全都是伤。
And to try to relieve the pain, he'd covered himself in ashes, and he was scratching at his sores with a piece of broken pottery.To relieve the pain somehow.
而且他因为他全身都在痛，所以他用那个瓦罐的碎片哦，在一直在戳他身体的不同的部分。
And his friends came and saw him like this, but his friends didn't know what to say.
他的朋友看到他那个状态，完全不知道该说什么。
What can you say to comfort someone like that?
你看到这样子一个全身是病的人，你如何去说安慰的话呢？
And they sat there for a long time. It was actually days. I can't remember how many days, but they just sat there in silence. And they just thought, well, we're his friends, and we'll just sit with him and make him feel like he's got some friends.
然后他的朋友们不知道该说什么，但是他们却待在他那儿待了好多天，就陪着他，陪伴着他。
Remember, his children had been killed, just been killed.
而且要记得哦，他的孩子，约伯的孩子们都已经都死了。
His business was wiped out.
他的生意也都全部被毁了。
And his workers, he loved his workers very much, and many of them had been killed or kidnapped.
然后呢，他约伯那么爱他的这些工作的伙伴们，那些他的这些雇员啊，居然也都很多都被杀死了，或者是被人家给抓走了。
And now he's in this really sorry state of health.
而且他又在一个身体健康非常糟糕的状态。
And his wife had abused him because he'd been so faithful to God. His wife said, "Why do you keep worshiping this God of yours?"
而他的太太呢，就一再的这个很不高兴啊，所以等于是在虐待他，因为他太太认为上帝居然这样子给他们这么糟糕的状况，然后他却约伯还依然的在敬拜神。
His wife should have been supporting him and helping him out, and they should have been comforting each other, praying to God together.
他的太太其实应该是要安慰他，然后两个一起合作，一起互相安慰，互相支持。但他太太没有这样做。
But instead, she actually said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?"
太太反而跟他说，你为什么不去诅咒？你何不诅咒神？哈，叫他去死。
That's not very encouraging.
这实在是不是很有鼓励性的。
But she left, and so now Job's got nothing.
所以呢，他太太最后就离开了，然后约伯什么也没了。
And this is the situation his friends see him in.
这是他的朋友们来看他的时候所看到的状态。
And then after days of silence, one of the friends finally says, "So Job, what did you do against God? What did you do wrong? What's your sin?"
就他的朋友经过这么多天的这样陪伴之后，说不出什么话来。最后有一个朋友就说，你到底做了什么得罪了神？
What had Job done wrong?
到底约伯做错了什么？
Nothing, absolutely nothing. He was the most upright, the most righteous person in the land.
但实际上呢，约伯什么也没有做错，他是在全地上最顺服神的好的信徒。
Now, his friends didn't know that, of course.
但是他的朋友当然不知道啦，他们并不理解到底约伯发生了什么，为什么会这样。
And all I can think about is, well, he must have done something. You know, Job, he looks like a very righteous person, but he must have done something very naughty.
这些朋友反而是在想说，是不是他看起来表面看起来非常非常的好的一个信徒，但实际上他做了一些不对的事。
And that's why God is punishing him.
所以上帝才会处罚他。
Okay, and that wasn't the truth, of course.
但当然这不是真的，这不是真实的状态。
But now Job is in a weakened state, and he takes his friend's words to heart, which means now he's going to think, well, maybe my friend is right. Maybe I did do something wrong.
而约伯呢，因为他的状态实在太虚弱了，所以当他朋友这样讲的时候，他就真的。也在想说是不是真的我做错了什么。
And then he's going to get confused and think, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And then, oh, maybe God is wrong. He's going to start accusing God.
然后呢他约伯在那个状况下就怎么想都想不出来他做错什么。所以他开始在想说是不是上帝做错了。
And so the next 40 chapters of Job are devoted to his thinking. We see his thinking processes and this battle that's going on in his soul.
然后呢，这所以后面的这四十章的约伯记啊，反而都在讲的是约伯在他脑袋里面的那个战争，就是他到底神做错什么了，还是我做错了什么
？We see these conversations going on between Job and God.
还有就有了，这都在谈的是约伯跟神的对话。
And how his friends are going to interfere, and his friends are going to try to give him their opinions.
还有他的朋友们要怎么样去给约伯的一些建议。
There's one of his friends which is actually eventually going to be very helpful for Job.
有一位朋友呢，他跟约伯讲了比较有用的话。
Okay, but this is part of Job's test. See, he had his great test and he passed the test and he was very faithful to God, but then he had another test coming afterwards and he was failing.
这一段呢，就是在说呢，就是其实约伯已经经历过那么多神，就前两章，好，他已经经历过一些神给他的一些测试，他都完全成功的。接下来他却在这个状态下他有些失误失败。
Now, ultimately, at the end of it all, Job realizes his mistake, he confesses his sins to God, and he gets back into fellowship with God.
而在这个过程之后呢，终于约伯发现他做的错，而且他对上帝认错之后呢，他又回复到跟神的关系。
God recognizes that Job, now he's passed all of his tests, he's been a great witness.
而经历了这一切，神终于看到了约伯通过了所有的测试，而成为神最重要的一个见证人。
And in the last book of Job, it says that God blesses Job even twice as much as before. He was blessed so much before the tests.And then he lost everything, and now God is going to bless him twice as much as before.
虽然在之前他已经得到神非常多的祝福，然后他失去了一切，而最终神因为他的信实，约伯的信实，又再度给他更多的祝福。
He gets a new wife.
他有了一个新的太太。
And she's twice as good as the first one.
他是 the first one was no good, right? So this 太太是一个非常非常好的，是他至少是两好的地方是两倍于他原来的太太。
He has a new family.
而且他也有了新的一些子女，他的整个家族。
His business is twice as big as the business he had before.
然后他的事业也是比之前的事业更好。
Okay, and he's very blessed for the rest of his life.
他的人生从此之后呢，是非常非常受祝福。
What I'm trying to express again is that, you know, when God promotes you and God blesses you, that's a test.
就是我在这边要特别强调的，就是当上帝祝福你，甚至提升你，一直让你更往高处走的时候，
there's many categories of testing.
你会得到一些新的测试，因为测试是有很多类型的。
Now, one of the two main categories you can break testing into is what you call testing in adversity. So that's adversity testing.
第一种测试呢，是所谓苦难的测试。
Adversity means that there's some kind of a suffering come into your life. And it could be like you lose your health, or you lose your wealth, you lose a member of your family, for example.
所以苦难的测试呢，可能你会失去了你的健康，或者是你失去了你的财富，甚至你会失去你的家人。
You just need to read the front page of the news, and you see there's wars and there's floods, natural disasters, economic disasters. These all come under the category of adversity.
像你打开报纸，常常看到的头版头条都是所谓有一些灾难发生，哈，也许是战争，哈，也许是经济的问题萧条，这些都是属于第一类型的试炼。
Different people suffer in different ways, like with the coronavirus. Some people are going to be more directly affected than others.
Yeah, 就像这个现在的病毒的问题啊，也是一样，很多人可能受到的这种苦难比其他人多了一些。
Okay, and it seems like God is not, he's not categorizing the people. This happens to believers and unbelievers. So whether you're an unbeliever or believer, you get stuck in these catastrophes.
而且呢，上帝在给我们这种苦难的测试的时候，他是不会分你是信徒或不是信徒的。
God will put a wall of fire, we say a wall of protection around believers. He can do that.
当然呢，上帝对于信徒来讲，他是会用一个火墙来保护我们。
Well, maybe there's an unbeliever and God needs to keep that person alive for some reason. Maybe he knows later this person will believe in Jesus. God can protect that person.
而有一些非信徒呢，上帝也一样在保护他们。上帝的计划我们其实不了解，或许是他也知道这个人将来会变成信徒。
But whatever adversity happens, it doesn't mean you have to be unhappy. Whatever adversity, whatever bad things happen in your life, these are the circumstances. But you can still be happy in your soul.
这些灾难会发生在哪里，会发生在什么时候，其实我们不会知道的。但即使有经历灾难，我们的灵魂也必须要保持开心。
We say that adversity is inevitable, which means you cannot avoid it.
我们必须理解，就是灾难这件事情是无法避免的。
But stress in the soul can be avoided.
但是呢，在我们魂里面的这种灾难，反而是我们可以避免的。
Okay, and that just depends on your attitude and your relationship with God.
这因为这个避免的方式是完全依靠着我们的态度以及跟神的关系。
Okay, now another main category of testing is the opposite. We call this prosperity testing. Prosperity, which means like great blessings, for example, this is the opposite of adversity.
而另外一种测试呢？第一种是灾难性的试炼，第二种呢，反而是丰盛的试炼，这是第二种的测试。
Okay. Maybe God is, and even Satan can bless people. Actually, can bless people with immense amounts of money and a big family, yeah, really good business.
就是不论是神或者是即使是撒旦，都有可能会用非常丰盛哈，各种的丰盛，不管是财富、事业哈的丰盛，来祝福我们。
Great health, God
甚至很好的健康。
Now, a lot of people will turn to God in times of adversity.
很多的人哦，会转向神，是因为受灾受难。
But in times of prosperity, they think, "Well, I've got everything I need. I don't need God to help me out."
而当我们享受丰盛的时候，很多人反而觉得我不需要神，我不会。去跟神保持关系。
Yeah, I used to go to church on Sunday, but actually now I'm being so blessed.
很多时候人会说，我以前都会礼拜天会去主日啊，但是现在我这么丰盛了，我受到这么多祝福了。
They might give credit to God. God has really blessed me with this great business.
他也许还会说，哦，感谢神，这是神给的，让我的事业这么的好。
Now, I don't really have time to go to Bible class anymore because I'm so busy meeting with my contacts and I'm so busy counting my money, for example.
而我甚至没有时间去上这个圣经课了，因为我太忙着要联络我的生意的人，甚至可能太忙于要数钱。
But that's okay. You know, as long as I give thanks to God every day, that's going to be okay.
但应该没关系吧，只要我每天对神说啊，感谢神，大概就 OK 了吧。
Eventually, their relationship with God will probably become quite weak. They're not going back to Bible class, and they don't have to apply doctrine because they have everything.
而且他们开始呢，跟神的关系越来越弱，因为他们觉得他们什么都有了，所以他不需要再去学习。
So this is what we call prosperity testing.
这个就是我们所说的丰盛的试炼。
Okay, and this test can be very subtle and very difficult to pass.
而这样子的测试炼呢，其实是。更实在而更难通过。
That was the reason that Satan wanted to attack Job, because he was assuming that Job had this relationship with God just because of all the things he had.
这就是为什么撒旦特别要指明要试炼约伯，因为他想约伯已经拥有这么多的祝福，他一定无法通过这样所谓的丰盛的试炼。
But Job wasn't going to get distracted. Whether Job was facing, Job had passed his prosperity testing, and to start off with, he passed his adversity testing as well.
所以呢，其实呢，约伯他是通过了丰盛的测试哦。他一开始的时候得到所有的祝福，让他还一样是非常的这个谦卑的感谢神。
You find this in your own lives. There was actually a song written by an American singer many years ago. He said, "Some days a diamond, and some days a stone."
我们回头看看自己的生活哈，那就美国有一首歌，他的歌词写得很有意思，他说有些天是钻石，有些天是石头。
But just because some days are like diamonds are great days, and some days are not great days on your circumstances, doesn't mean your thinking has to be changing.
他意思是说呢，就算每有的时候的呢，日子过有点像钻石，过得像钻石；有的时候日子过得很差，像石头。但是我们的思维也不能因为这个日子的天天的不同而一直改变。
Because your spiritual life, which means your relationship with God, is based on thinking. It's not based on the things you have.
我们的灵性的生活是根据我们的思维，而不是根据我们身边发生的状态。
Okay. And because God's thinking is immutable, God's thinking doesn't change, God's thinking is absolute, that means that your thinking should be unchangeable, really.
因为大能的上帝他是完全不变的，他不会因为很多的状态而改变，而我们也是应该要学习神，我们的思维不应该受到四周的变化而改变。
Now, a lot of people just live their life based on emotions.
很多的人呢，他的生活是跟着他的情绪而变的。
And the word, even emotion, has the word motion, it moves. Emotions go up and they go down.
而这个所谓的 emotion 这个字呢，它其实就是一个动态的一个字，是会上上下下有所起伏的。这个情绪会有所起伏的。
And so their decisions are based on their emotions. If they feel good, they do something. If they don't feel good, they try to avoid it.
而有些人呢，就根据他的情绪去下决定。好，当情绪好的时候，他这样下决定；当情绪坏的时候，他那样下决定。
So if you're thinking properly, your life is going to be very stable. Your decision making will be very even, I guess.
但实际上，我们的决定呢，我们的人生，我们的灵的状态呢，应该是要有这个理性思维的辨别能力。所以，所有的决定都是在一个理性思维下去做的，而不能是跟着我们的情绪去做的。
And it shouldn't be based on the sin nature. Most people make decisions based on the sin nature, actually.
而很多人呢，在下各种决定的时候，却是跟着我们的罪性，天生的罪性去下了决定。
Right, now, just getting back to the slides here, so slide number 5, we were talking about the comparison between Lucifer as the head of the assemblies, he's leading the worship, and I just use the example of maybe somebody on a stage in a church with the same temptation to get arrogant.
我们回到第五页的这个 PPT 哈，其实在讲到这个路西佛撒旦他的状态哈，他是一个这个天堂的唱诗敬拜团的主首领哈，那我们提到他的状态，其实我们只是在用让我们更理解这个状况是一个比喻，就是当任何一个人他在这样子的一个领导地位的时候所受到的这个诱惑。
You see interviews with people that are on these talent shows, like The Voice and things like this. And these people, they say, I just loved it when I'm up on the stage in front of all these people and these people are cheering for me.
像我们常常会看到现在有很多那种歌唱比大赛哈，那些得胜者他们会表达他们的感觉，就是他们站在台上受到所有人的赞赏和这个掌声的那个，他们很享受那个感觉。
Yeah, most people like to be the center of attention.
其实很多人会想要成为受到大家瞩目的那个。站在台中央的那个状态。
It makes them feel like they have purpose and they're worthy.
因为那样子站在台中受到掌声的那个状态，让他们觉得自己是非常有价值的。
And so when people are looking at them and then praising them and giving them words of praise, this gives them more value.
那些站在台中间的人享受所有的掌声跟赞美的时候，他觉得自己非常有价值。
So when these people are up on stage, for example, and everybody's clapping and cheering, and there's a huge amount of emotion, there's adrenalines, there's endorphins, which are running through their bloodstream, and it feels really good.
然后当他站在那台上唱歌，或者他受到掌声，他的感觉会非常的，全身的这个荷尔蒙哈，全部都会被带起来，让他觉得啊，真是太棒了。
And that kind of emotion, that kind of feeling that these people have.Rock stars and these movie stars, it's no different than the temptation that these worship leaders have to face.
就是那样子的一个所谓大明星，好，这个摇滚歌手，他们站在台上所受到的这种诱惑，就是那种情绪高涨、自我感觉良好的那种诱惑啊，其实跟一个敬拜团站在台上带歌唱的敬拜主唱者哈，得到的这个诱惑几乎是一样的。
Remember, we had the word the other day, approbation means you're seeking approval from people.
在之前我们提到过一个字啊，就说当你是去寻找被别人的认同、认可的那个诱惑。
There's all kinds of lusts as well. So we can actually call this, there's an approbation lust. It's the desire to be approved by other people.
这个字呢，这两个字的意思哈，就说你是一种欲望哈，要得到别人的认同、肯定的那个欲望。
Okay, when people receive that approbation, then it becomes like a prosperity testing. Oh, you're famous and you're receiving lots of praise from people.
所以当你呢在寻找被人肯定的那个感觉的时候，其实就是属于一个叫做丰盛的试炼、试探也可以。
Really, the only person who we need to seek approbation from is God. He's the one who is going to approve us, whether we're worthy or not.
其实我们真正想需要得到肯定的对象只有神。我们其实应该要追求的是神对我们的认同肯定。
You don't need the approval of people.
你不需要去得到其他人的肯定。
If you're doing the right thing in the eyes of God, that's all you need.
而你真正需要的就只有在上帝眼前，他认为我们做的是对的。
It is God who evaluates us.
因为最后真正要给我们评判的人就是上帝。
Okay, so you need to basically be almost narrow-minded. You need to be focused on God and...how your relationship is with him, sometimes it means other people won't like you, they might hate you, or not want to be your friends because of your relationship with God.
所以其实我们真的其实应该把我们的专注要摆得很窄，就只把焦点摆在神怎么去看我们，而不要在乎旁边的人怎么看。因为当我们做了有一些时候做对的事情，神认为我们做对的事情的时候，旁边的人搞不好会很恨我们，因为我们在做对的事。
Christian thinking is not usually very popular in the devil's world.
其实在这个魔鬼的世界里，其实我们一个属神的人所做的所想的事情绝对不会被那些恶魔们认同。
We see, for example, in mainland China, that a lot of the Christian thinking is actually illegal.
而且就比如说在中国大陆，很多基督徒的一些想法在当地其实是可能是非法的。
If you try to publicly announce it, then people get condemned. It can be from different groups of people or even from the government in some countries.
你看，即使是在中国或者在共产主义的国家里面，当你去说了一些事实、真实的事情，很可能你就是犯法了。
But you are expected to think and to act and even say the things that God has taught you.
而但是我们其实是被期待要去想、要去做、要去说一些事情是上帝要我们这样子的。
And you have to have wisdom in that as well. That's why you need to pray for God for wisdom and keep learning. You know, when should you say these things and at what time, under what circumstances?
而所以我这也是我们为什么要祈求在祷告中祈求智慧，因为我们要有神的智慧，让我们知道该说、该想、该做什么。
Okay, we just to summarize again from slide number 5. You know, we have all of these statements by Lucifer.And he's saying he'll go up to the throne above the stars, he'll be at the front of the congregation. This is arrogance. These are all arrogant statements that he's making here.
好，我们先回到第五章 PPT 哈。其实路西佛所讲的，他要在众星之上，他要在议会之山，这些事情全部都是路西佛的一个傲慢。
Okay, and his final statement, I will be like the Most High. He's referring to God here. I will be like God.
而且他最后一句说，我要跟神同高，好，这件事情他其实就是在说他跟神是一样的。
And this is obviously about the most arrogant statement that a person can make.
而这样子的一个 句子就是最最傲慢的人可以讲得出来的了。
But Lucifer is not the only person in history that's made the statement.
但其实路西佛在不是唯一在历史上讲这句话的人哦。
Actually, any time that you go against the law of God, you know what is right, and then you decide to do what you want to do, you're setting yourself up as being like God, that you're going to have control over your life.
当任何一个人他决定不管神怎么说他都要按照他自己的意思去做的时候他 其实你就已经是把你自己摆在跟神同样的地位。
This has been going for thousands of years, but young people these days like to say, I'm a free spirit.
其实有一种哲学哈这个也不叫新的哲学已经 很多人都在很久以前就开始这样说就是当年轻人会说我有完全自由的意志。
Yeah, many of these free spirits, they have their YouTube pages and Twitters, they get lots of followers.
在很多这些社交媒体上面你会看到这些所谓的很自由派的一些概念啊，他们都有很多的跟随者。
Yeah, but their free spirit is actually rebelling against God.
而他们所谓的自由意志、自由派的这种想法，其实他们常常都是要叛逆、背叛神。
Okay, we have to stop there because the Zoom's about to be timed out and we'll come back in 2 or 3 minutes.
我们3分钟后回来要重新开 Zoom.
Okay.